Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise.
In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three.
Presence.
I trust you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now in this place. What a wonderful medley of songs, directing our attention to God in worship and adoration. Here I am, Lord, I give all myself to you. Let your Spirit work in me. Here I am. Father, we come into your very presence today, worshiping you, laying ourselves down in submission to you, Father. We say, I give ourselves to you. You have put in our bodies, Lord, a certain talent, certain abilities. Each one may be different. But, Father, we want to dedicate them all to you, for your use, for your glory, for your honor. Father, I thank you for letting us worship you in this way. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells our hearts, motivates our minds, corrects our actions, and forgives our sins. Father, I pray that if there is someone listening today that have never committed themselves totally to you, they might do so today. Lord of all, or not Lord at all. Father, you are our Lord, our King, our Savior and Redeemer. We are here to worship you today, here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Abba, Father, deep within my soul I cry. Abba, Father, I will never cease to love you. You are my righteousness. You are my peace. You are my strength. You are my wisdom. You are my joy. Father, Jehovah Shammah, you are the one who's standing near. Father, Jehovah Shalom, you are my peace. You are my healing. You are my God. And I worship you today here on A Call to Worship. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. In just a few seconds, we're going to share with you Psalm 47. And now here's Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
He is exalted. The King is exalted.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Larry Mayfield Singers, Doxology and Praise God from Whom All Blessings Flow. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra, Jesus is All the World to Me. I want to thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our program, our devotional will be by Max Licato from his book, The Greatest Moments. It's all about a donkey that was given to the Lord on that Palm Sunday. I don't know what his name was or what he looks like. I only know one thing he gave, and that was he gave a donkey to Jesus on that Sunday he entered Jerusalem. When we all get to heaven, I want to visit this fellow. I have several questions for him. You know, how did he know? Was it hard to give? How did it feel? Sometimes I get the impression that God wants me to give him something. And sometimes I don't give it because, well, I don't know for sure. And then I feel bad because I missed my chance. Maybe you've got those questions too.
That guy who gave Jesus the donkey is just one long line of folks who give little things to a big God. And we'll be talking about this later in our program today. I just want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And to say thank you for your gifts this month, I have a wonderful little book called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspirations for the Busy Life by Dr. David Jeremiah. Each page has a short devotional, just about a minute in length, and there's over 100 of them in the book. And I want to send a copy of this to you this month when you write to us with your gift Call to Worship. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can give to us online at our website at www.calltoworship.us. So thank you for your support and your prayers and for worshiping with us each Sunday here on A Call to Worship. Well, let's get back to the song that's been playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra, the song Jesus is All the World to Me.
Captured by your holy calling.
This is called The Chosen Vessel. I've taken it from Derek Johnson's Lists, the book, Volume 2. The Master was searching for a vessel to use. Before him were many. Which one would he choose? Take me, cried the gold one. I'm shiny and bright. I am of great value, and I do things just right. My beauty and luster will outshine the rest, and for someone like you, Master, gold would be the best. The Master passed on with no word at all and looked at a silver urn, narrow and tall. I'll serve you, dear Master. I'll pour out your wine. I'll be on your table whenever you dine. My lines are so graceful, my carvings so true, and my silver will certainly compliment you. Unheeding, the Master passed on to the vessel of brass, wide-mouthed and shallow and polished like glass. Here, here, cried the vessel, I know I will do. Place me on your table for all men to view. The Master came next to the vessel of wood. Polished and carved, it solidly stood. You may use me, dear Master, the wooden bowl said, but I'd rather you used me for fruit, not for bread. Then the Master looked down on a vessel of clay. Empty and broken, it helplessly lay. No hope had the vessel that the Master might choose to cleanse and make whole, to fill and to use. Oh, this is the vessel I've been hoping to find. I'll mend it and use it and make it all mine. I need not the vessel with pride of itself, nor the one that is narrow to sit on the shelf, nor the one that is big-mouthed and shallow and loud, nor one that displays its contents so proud. Then gently he lifted the vessel of clay, mended and cleansed it and filled it that day. He spoke to it kindly, there's work you must do. Just pour out to others what I pour into you.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them as sunlight fills the air, I offer my life to you in prayer. I ask you to protect me and guide me through the day. With an open heart, I come to you and say, my heart.
And now I'd like to share some thoughts by Max Licato from his book called The Greatest Moments, published by Countryman Books, a division of Word Publishing. Max Licato says, when we all get home, you know, when we get to heaven, he says, I know what I want to do. There's someone I want to get to know. You go ahead and swap stories with Mary or talk doctrine with Paul. I'll catch up with you soon. But first, I want to meet the guy with the donkey. I don't know his name or what he looks like. I only know one thing, what he gave. He gave a donkey to Jesus on the Sunday he entered Jerusalem. We find the story in Matthew chapter 21, the first three verses. In those verses, Jesus says to his followers, go to the town that you can see there, and when you enter it, you will quickly find a donkey tied there with its colt. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone asks why you're taking the donkeys, say that the master needs them, and he will send them at once. You see, when we all get to heaven, I want to visit this fellow. I have several questions for him. How did you know it was Jesus who needed the donkey? Did you have a vision? Did you get a telegram? Did an angel appear before you? Was it hard to give the donkey? Was it difficult to give something to Jesus for him to use? I want to ask that question because sometimes it's hard for me. Sometimes I like to keep my animals to myself, my talents, my money. Sometimes when God wants something, I act like I don't know he needs it. How did it feel? How did it feel to look out and see Jesus on the back of your donkey that lived in your barn? Were you proud? Were you surprised? Were you annoyed? Did you have any idea that your generosity would be used for such a noble purpose? Did it ever occur to you that God was going to ride your donkey? Were you aware that all four gospel writers would tell your story? Did it ever cross your mind that a couple of millenniums later, a curious preacher in South Texas would be pondering your plight late at night? And then I would tell this man who owned the donkey, as I ponder yours, I also ponder mine. Sometimes I get the impression that God wants me to give him something, and sometimes I don't do it because I don't know for sure. And then I feel bad because I've missed my chance. And other times, too few times, I hear him and I obey him, and I feel honored that a gift of mine would be used to carry Jesus into another place. And still other times, I wonder if my little deeds today will make any difference in the long haul. Well, my friend, maybe you have those questions too. All of us have a donkey. All of us have talents. All of us have something in our lives which, if given back to God, could, like the donkey, move Jesus and his story further down the road. Maybe you can sing, or hug, or program a computer, or speak to children, or even write a check. Whatever, that's your donkey. And whichever your donkey, your talent, your gift comes from God and belongs to God. It could be that God wants to mount your donkey and enter the walls of another city, another nation, another heart. Do you let him? Do you give it, or do you hesitate? Earlier we talked about the need to be a clean vessel, the kind that God can use. You know, the guy who gave Jesus the donkey is just one in a long line of folks who gave little things to a big God. Scripture has quite a gallery of donkey givers, and when you get home, you'll meet them. In fact, heaven may have a shrine to honor God's uncommon use of the common. How about it? When you get to heaven, will you meet people that have given so that you know Christ? Will you be one standing there and someone walks up to you and says, I'm here because of your faithfulness, because you gave to the Lord the talents that he had given to you? I trust you will, and I trust I will also, in that day, experience the joy of knowing that when the time came, I gave my life to the Lord to use any way he desired. Heavenly Father, thank you for using my life. Thank you for molding me and at times breaking me and remolding me, so that Christ could be seen in my life. And any talents that I have, Lord, I give them to you. Just as that man gave his donkey so Christ could be glorified on that day. Father, I don't want any honor for myself. I just want to lift you up and thank you for using whatever talents I may have to touch somebody's life so that they also may experience your presence forever and ever.
I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. We walked along the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing as someone called your name. You turned and you saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you and said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. And Jesus took those gifts you gave, and that's why I am here today." And he said, "Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one, they came as far as the eye could see. Each one somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed here on the earth, but in heaven now proclaimed. And I know you're not supposed to cry, but I could almost see there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you. Great is your reward. Forgiving to the Lord. I am alive that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank to the Lord.
What a wonderful song that was. Bobby Michaels, and Thank You. I'm Dave Kersey, your host, here on A Call to Worship, thanking you for joining us today. Thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. And when you send your gift this month for Call to Worship, I'm going to send out to you a wonderful book by Dr. David Jeremiah called A Minute a Day. 100-plus instant inspirations for the busy life. My gift to you, because of your support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with this short chorus by the Discovery Singers, Lord, Be Glorified.